أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد وصلنا لهم القول لعلهم يتذكرون. الذين آتيناهم الكتاب من قبله هم به يؤمنون. وإذا يتلى عليهم قالوا آمنا به إنه الحق من ربنا إنا كنا من قبله مسلمين. أولئك يؤتون أجرهم مرتين بما صبروا ويدرؤون بالحسنة السيئة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. صدق الله العظيم. We continue with Surah Al-Qasas from the beginning of the Surah. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had been narrating the incidents and the stories, part of the life of the great Nabi of Allah, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam. The ayats before these ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had been speaking about those that disbelieved in the kitab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In the ayats we discussed today, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about those who had brought iman in the ayats of the Quran Kareem, and more especially amongst them were those that had also brought iman in the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam before our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like the Jews who brought iman in Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam, and the Christians who had brought iman in Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu was salam. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ وَصَّلْنَا لَهُمُ الْقَوْلَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. And we continuously conveyed to them, to mankind, the word, and the word here is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the various revelations that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent down to insan, like the Torah that was revealed to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam, the Injil that was revealed to Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu was salam, of course the Zabur that was revealed to Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu was salam, the various scriptures that Allah had revealed to the various Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam. And we can also add on to this that when we look at this Quran over a period of about 23 years that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a continuous flow, a continuous delivery and conveyance of the words and the messages of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to this ummah. Sometimes Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reinforced a law that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reinforced a command that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent down. And in this way, right till the end of the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, there was this continuous flow of the message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala upon mankind. And amongst the objectives was لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ, so that man may take heed, man may contemplate on these words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accept these advices of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and make a positive change in their lives. الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَهُمُ الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ هُمْ بِهِ يُؤْمِنُونَ. And there were those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we had granted them the kitab from before, هُمْ بِهِ يُؤْمِنُونَ. They had brought iman in these verses and in these kitabs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down, like those who had brought iman in Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. There were those that brought iman in Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. So from before, already they had brought iman. Now here again we will look at it in two ways. One was they brought iman in that kitab, like for example the Torah, and they also brought iman in the coming of the Quran Kareem, in the coming of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So in every aspect they had brought iman in these words of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and they were 100% convinced. وَإِذَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ, and then when the verses of the Quran Kareem were sent down, were recited upon them, قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِهِ, they said that we brought iman in this, إِنَّهُ الْحَقِّ, certainly it is the truth, مِنْ رَبِّنَا, from our Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّا كُنَّا مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مُسْلِمِينَ. And even before this, we had already brought iman in it. In other words, we anticipated it, we waited for it, we know and we knew for 100% with yaqeen and certainty that the Quran is going to come down. Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam is going to come down, and Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam will gain nubuwwat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all this from before, we had already brought iman in this kitab that is the Quran Kareem. So with regards to these people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْتَوْنَ أَجْرَهُمْ مَرَّتَيْنِ بِمَا صَبَرُوا. That these are those people who will be given their reward مَرَّتَيْن. They will be given their reward twice, twofold. بِمَا صَبَرُوا. Because of the steadfastness that they had in bringing iman in the kitabs of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now it is obvious that when we look at this group of people, they were those like Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who had brought iman in the Torah. And then when he had seen the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he brought iman in Islam, he brought iman in the Quran, he brought iman in the nubuwwat of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So we will look at this in a very unique light, that when he brought iman in Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in the Torah, at that time already he brought iman in our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the Quran Karim. And then when he saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he brought iman in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the Quran, then in actual fact he renewed his iman in the Torah, that is the original Torah, and he renewed his iman in Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam being the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant a double reward. And we find in the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam speaking about three people, whom, or three groups of people, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would grant this double reward. One is that person that had brought iman in a previous kitab, a previous Nabi. Then he brought iman in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the Quran Kareem. Second is that slave who was obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and at the same time obedient to the master, did not break the commandments of that master. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant that person double the reward, because one was the right of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, one was the right of the master. And third was that person that owned a female slave, and owning a female slave, obviously relationship, consummation between them were permissible, but he did not leave it to that. He freed that woman and then he married her. So that also is a very meritorious act in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that constitutes double reward in the courts of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about some of the qualities. In this ayat Allah says, وَيَدْرَؤُونَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ السَّيِّئَةِ, that they repel evil with good. In other words, if they had done wrong to someone, then they will make up that wrong the other way around. If somebody did wrong or bad or was harsh to them, then they will respond being good to that person, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Or the other way around is this, that the person had broken the commandment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and immediately after breaking the commandment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that person makes up with doing some good deed, making tawbah, seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and carrying out a good deed. وَمِمَّا رَزَقَنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, and from whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sustained them with, they had spent for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we find in some narrations that this ayat was revealed with regards to those 40 courtiers that had come from Najashi, from Abyssinia, to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was engaged with the battle of Khaybar, and they joined Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and at the same time after that battle they made a pledge to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us wealth, and the next time we come here we will spend from that wealth that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted us. So these were those people whom had accepted the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat before the coming of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and at the same time they accepted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and this Quran, the kitab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.